Now he was a sawmill proprietor, and she a fair maid yet unkissed. One evening he winked his glass eye at her, but she said, nay, nay, sir, desist. So he dragged her into the sawmill for wench, then he took off his belt and strapped her to the bench, and the great big saw came nearer and nearer and nearer and nearer and nearer. Be my wife, or you will be cut in two, said the villain to poor little Mira. But she said, nay, nay, though you cut me in twain, the angels will stick me together again. And the great big saw came nearer and nearer and nearer and nearer and nearer. The villain, the sawmill proprietor, stood there with a sinister sneer. He should have done something to quiet her, for outside her sweetheart drew near. Someone please save me, was poor Vera's cry, and our hero rushed in with a gleam in his eye, and the great big saw came nearer and nearer and nearer and nearer and nearer. Be my wife, or you will be cut in two, said the villain to poor little Vera. But she said, nay, nay, though you've money in banks, I wouldn't wed you if you cut me in planks. And the great big saw came nearer and nearer and nearer and nearer and nearer. Her sweetheart dashed up with a cry at her. Oh, save me, my darling, she sighed. He knocked out that mean old proprietor and carried his sweetheart outside. My hero, she said as they paused for a kiss. We must wed and prevent situations like this. Oh, their wedding day came nearer and nearer and nearer and nearer and nearer. Wedding bells sing song. Our hero so fond, finally married his beautiful Vera. But soon, tired of marriage, she said, listen here, for goodness sakes, next time, please don't interfere. When the great big saw comes nearer and nearer and nearer and nearer.